So the first approach to tshuva. Yesterday we talked about the word, what it means. Today, the approach of Maimonides. He lived in Egypt, initially Spain and Egypt in the 1100s. And Maimonides has a very behavioral approach to repentance, to tshuva, or to return, as we said. For Maimonides, there's a process. And there are three elements, really, to this process, or key elements. One is the decision not to do a specific act. So for Maimonides, in his work of law, actually, on the laws, as he calls it, of return, of tshuva, it's initially a decision not to want to do a specific act. Then one would regret, clearly, having done the act, and would be filled with embarrassment almost to having done the act. And to finalize this process of return, one would need to evoke. So repentance or tshuva, or return, is an internal process of deciding after reflection not to do an act. But that's not enough for Maimonides. To cap it all, one needs to confess. And according to the Torah, as Maimonides quotes, this confession is to God, not to a human, not to an individual. One stands in front of God and confesses. And that's why Rosh Hashanah, as a beginning of a period of reflection, and maybe even regret on some of what we do, leads to the confession of Yom Kippur, the final moment of a process of return, of tshuva. For many today, going to therapy is almost like a process of confession. One goes to a therapist and is able to say to a therapist things that may not be said to others, those that are close. So maybe we can even think of the idea that God is the divine therapist. God is the one that allows us as individuals privately on Yom Kippur to confess what we have done, to almost be relieved that we can put it out, evoke it, express it. And then, having decided not to want to return to the act, feeling regret and embarrassment, move on from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.